Yes, hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting Spain to this interesting panel. And also, let me say that there were very interesting interventions from the speakers before regarding how to address climate change. And well, in Spain, what do we do? We have reported in this fifth cycle of the protocol that we have a national plan on climate on adaptation to climate change, which includes several actions on, but specifically on the integration of climate change in the plan for health and the environment, and also several actions on water resources. But what we would like to highlight here is that we introduce adaptation and measures regarding climate change through the process of river basin management planning. And the studies on the impacts of climate change in Spain say that there will be a significant reduction of freshwater availability in many areas of the country, up to 25 to 30% of decrease of availability in water resources. So we have to be prepared for that. And we do that through the river basin management planning process according to the Water Framework Directive, in which we have to include according to our legal framework, a water balance for making water allocation to users, taking into account the impact of the reliability of supply to different users, and also the impacts on water quality on the water bodies. So we've been doing that since 29, and we have done that in a progressive way by taking more knowledge of the impacts on available freshwater resources through the different follow-up of the river basin management planning process. The measures we have to adopt once we know that the impacts on the availability of resources are those addressed to demand management. Promoting a more efficient use of water resources. Where needed, we develop new resources of water, provided that there is no significant deterioration of the environment, and also the use of non-conventional resources and the improvement of wastewater treatment in general, and in particular in those water bodies where the achievement of environmental objectives are highly compromised. An example is the big project we are facing in the city of Madrid in order to improve the water quality downstream Madrid. So we would like to say that the regulatory framework for drinking water, we are now under transposition of the new directive of the EU, in which it establishes objectives for elimination of losses, which we find very useful. And also, we would like to say that there are two important issues we have to face, which is an issue of governance. It's not a technology problem, always the lack of adaptation to climate change, but also of governance, and for which we have also addressed several measures in order to adapt our legal framework in order to make a better governance for better wastewater management, addressing climate change, and also for improving reuse. And also, the government has approved a strategic plan for digitalization, which is quite an important package of investments in order to improve the digitalization of supplies of more than 20,000 inhabitants, also to improving the control of basin of the water consumed by different users at basin level, and also the wastewater discharge in quantity and quality to water bodies. Thank you.